So this is the point where we have now satisfied hypnoanalysis, which again, the classic practitioner would have emerged right here and explained to the client, here's what the issue was, and here's why you don't have to feel that way anymore, which may have been effective at one point. I think as we've become more cynical as a society, that's perhaps why it doesn't work that way as much anymore. So let's now move on to the hypnotherapy component of this process, informed child. Now, these are various notes and transcriptions. Let me talk to the grown-up you. And it'd be nice to know then what you know now. Isn't that true? Survey says I've always gotten a yes to that question. If I ever didn't, I just had to restate it, and basically it became a moment of, oh, yeah, absolutely, as if they didn't get it the first time. Hindsight. So good. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I do that, it's going to be as if there's 3 of us there. You at 3 years old, before you felt that scared feeling, you all grown up, and me. I'll follow along as a guide. Because you told me, if you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have needed to have felt that way in the first place. So we can take all the information back to you at 3 years old, so it becomes as if you had never learned that feeling in the first place. Build a contract. Would you like that? Or as I like to do it nowadays, as you like that, just nod your head. Good. We're building the case. And we're also now setting up for Gestalt therapy, where we're separating the client into separate identities. In this case, here's where you are today, and here's that three-year-old. Two clients in the office. Bill them twice. No. So great, here we go. 1, 2, 3. You're grown up. She's 3 years old. And we've arrived before anything has happened. There's some extraneous language in this transcript. I'm giving you now the more effective and efficient way that I do it nowadays, which is just simply to move on to the next phase. You can go up to that three-year-old you. She knows who you are. Inside of you are the words that need to be said so that she doesn't have to feel that way. You've been waiting your entire life to have the last word on this issue. Today, the words you speak aloud, she absorbs. So as I become quiet, you tell her everything she needs to know so that she can feel better. Begin speaking to her now. Again, you'll be sitting there with fingers crossed. And the first time they take off, raise the roof, you're doing fantastic. This is a place where, in my opinion, it is appropriate and required to lead appropriately. So while others would say never, ever, ever lead in regression, we have now left the regression process behind. Now we're into informed child, where we're instructing, but even better, we're letting the client do that for themselves. Again, my terminology is you now have a client delivering direct suggestion hypnosis on themselves. And whatever they provide is going to be the best of information. Begin to furiously write down as many things that they say and coach it, egg it along as possible, as appropriate. I like the phrase, if I have to offer a suggestion, I'll give you a prompt. If you like it, use it. If you don't, change it, make it better. Which is kind of softening the lead. Tell her there's nothing wrong with you. That might be a little too harsh for some. Tell her she doesn't need to hold on to this event anymore. That can usually be absorbed quite easily. So it's a place of, again, modifying the language, but again, giving them the get-out-of-jail-free card. If you don't like this phrase, make it something better. Easy, easy way to do it. You tell her what she needs to hear. Good. What happens as she grows up? If none of the insight directly applies to the issue that the client is there for, this is a place where you need to lead. So here I am working with a client for weight loss, and she's just talking to herself about self-worth, confidence, peace of mind. Tell her about her health. How can she take better care of herself? And now I'm bringing the process back full circle. She can eat healthy. She can eat all sorts of healthy foods. Don't tell me, tell her. You can exercise regularly. You're going to love how it makes your body feel. Now we're on track. So if I have to bring it back to the issue that brought you in today, there's your strategy for that. So that's our informed child process, which again, my paraphrase, is we're letting the client deliver direct suggestion, hypnotic suggestions to themselves.